Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Today, we're going to mess with tiles.
Whoa, today we'll show you how to turn Windows 8 into Windows 7. Welcome to Know-How, Leo Laporte with Iaz Akhtar. I misspoke, because there's no way to turn Windows 8 into Windows 7 without uninstalling it.
Right, we're not going to downgrade Windows 8 to Windows 7.
We're going to keep Windows 8.
We're going to make Windows 8 behave more like Windows 7, because the thing is, Windows 8 does have a whole bunch of features that people probably want. Also, it's way cheaper to just add the features than buying Windows 7 and trying to install it.
This is kind of a best of both worlds. A lot of people don't like the new start screen in Windows 8. They don't like the tiles. And you do have a desktop, but they say, I just want my old start button back. I want my old start menus. I just want it to look the way it used to. And, you know, then you get all the benefits of Windows 8, but you have the cosmetics of Windows 7, and we're going to show you how to do that.
Right. So if you're taking a look at the screen right now, you can see that this is what Windows 8 looks like, tons of tiles. If you're like, where's the desktop? What's going on? It's still around. It's just over here under desktop. I don't know if you could see that. I'm going to hover over it, click desktop as Leo is touching the screen.
And now that's a touch screen, isn't it?
Now, this so happens to be a Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Carbon, and they've actually installed to alleviate problems, they've added this little sort of start screen. Right now, it's not showing
up.
Now,
you get there by moving your mouse all the way to the left?
Well, this here is...
Oh, there, that's that button.
Lenovo's added their own toolbar.
But it doesn't give you anything but a black window.
Right
now,
that's because of the way it's being mirrored. So hopefully, the things we try out won't be showing that.
But it does look very similar to Windows 7. You've got the widgets on the right there. You don't have a start menu. You have a Lenovo button. Right. Obviously, they thought there might be issues here. What we're about to do is going to give us back the start button? Is that the idea?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I'm not going to get rid of add the start button just yet. What I want to do is, first, I want to bypass that Metro screen.
Go right to the desktop.
When you start Windows 8, you get that tiled screen. So it's just all tiles. When you hit start, this is what you see. Now, a lot of people don't like that. And Microsoft hasn't given you an option to go right to the desktop when you start. However, there are utilities out there that you can get that allow you to do this.
Yeah, I mean, you can always do Windows key D.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty quick to get to the desktop. But, yeah, some people would prefer that's the desktop, but that's the wrong... That's this desktop.
This desktop. We can get to this desktop.
Some people would prefer to go to the Windows desktop is what we're talking about.
Way to go, literal man.
So this is called Skip Metro Suite.
Right. This is from WinAero. Brian, do you have the website where this comes from? Because if you haven't been to winaero.com, when you're trying to download this...
A-E-R-O.
Now, when I first saw this webpage, I happened to see many targeted ads, lots of different download links. If you're scrolling, you're watching the website.
You don't know
show,
what to do.
There's a gray download button.
That's the one you want. The green Skip Metro Suite, the gray download button. Click that.
Right. That's what you're going to get. It's free.
And it's free, but you could donate if you want.
Right. The options you get are enable Skip. You got to enable the Skip Metro Suite.
Enable the Skip Metro Suite.
And what's going on with my character? There
it is. And Start Screen. You need to click both of those for the start screen to go away. But I see you can do other things. For instance, and this was my question, because if I move my mouse all the way to the right, I get the charms bar.
Right there.
If I move it all the way to the left, I get the apps switcher. So you could keep those if you like those features. But sometimes, I mean, that wasn't part of Windows 7. That could confuse somebody. So you can disable that as well.
That's right from this application. It's pretty simple, pretty basic. Not exactly a monstrous application. It does give you an option for a start button. It's not exactly the same. But this is if you just want to get rid of that tiled interface when you start up.
That goes right to desktop. A lot of people said this should be a switch in Windows 8. I mean, lots of people only work in the desktop. Even Paul Thurrott pretty much works in the desktop. It just seems like it should just be able to go straight to the desktop. Why add an extra keystroke?
Well, that's one option.
And that's free. Skip Metro Suite.
Okay. If you want to have a start button replacement, you're like, hey, listen, I really liked seeing that Windows button on the bottom left, or I want something that operates in a similar way.
Can I make this exactly like Windows 7?
Mostly.
All right.
Classic Shell is a great option.
This is free, too.
This we're going to have to install right now because You can't run all of these at once because that's kind of a silly idea.
Good advice. Pick one.
Pick one. We're going to mess with a couple right now.
It will confuse them if you run them all at the same time.
It's a plastic shell, which is going to run through the install.
Now, I've used different shell modification utilities on Windows before, a lot of different companies, but Object Dock was one that I used for a Longstar Dock, Windows. But my question is, I took those off because they seem to hit performance. Is this going to hit performance? Is this going to make it kind of funky? Or is it just really kind of flipping a switch that Microsoft didn't give you?
You know, for the most part, in my experience, I haven't dealt with a lot of performance slowdowns when it comes to the products we've tried out.
It just feels like we're changing how it works.
Yeah, we're getting to have access to things we used to have.
I see a start menu.
And this is not the official Windows logo because they can't use that. And again, this is a classic shell, I think classicshell.net. We'll have links at twit.tv/KH.
And does it behave like? Oh, it does!
So we have here.
Oh, happy day.
So we got a start button.
Windows 8 is going
down.
We
can look for applications like my favorite Notepad.
This is so great.
And so the search works. You have a lot of functions that are like
what
you're used
solution.
To. It's free, and it's not just this. There's a lot more that Classic
now,
Shell
does Classic do. Shell do things like turn off the Charms Bar?
I think
or do,
can.
And do I want to turn off the Charms Bar? Because there's functionality in there that I might need.
I guess I'm a little bit more, I might be one of the few people that's okay with Windows 8, so I kind of like the Charms Bar.
You're the wrong
bar.
Guy to ask.
Right, so you can. I don't know if you can turn it off yet, but there's a lot of different settings.
Look at all of these.
If we can go to the actual
Holy
desktop,
camoli.
There are a ton of different options. You can change the style of start menu.
And all of this is free.
This is free. And you can change what the start button does. The start button can go to either the old tile interface, or the new one that is, or you can make it go right to the start button down there. Lots of different options for controls, special items. I mean, like, you could spend all day in here.
That's one thing you are kind of going to want to change. You know, right now when you hit the Windows key, it launches the start screen. You probably want to make that behave like Windows 7 did, which is to open the start menu. So that's one box you're certainly going to want to check.
Let's see if I can find that in this, because this there's a lot of controls. Now, this is not the prettiest interface. This is a bunch of radio
Windows
buttons.
Windows key opens Windows start screen right now, but you can change that to classic start menu.
And we're going to see it work.
That's
hit start,
nice.
And there
it
goes. See, that's, so if we go to the bottom
that's
there,
the old behavior.
Now we have the ability to have that old behavior that we're used to.
See, if you didn't change that, you'd hit the Windows key, and all of a sudden you're back to the start menu. I don't want to be the screen.
You can still
the
access
tiles
it, I think.
If the you, metro
that's when you need this, the Charms Bar back to hit.
Right.
And actually.
Well, and that's the other point, is this stuff isn't gone. You're not stripping stuff out of Windows 8. You're just changing the UI.
That's right. And the thing is, when you're messing with this, if you're messing with somebody else's computer, if you're turning off that start button functionality, they're not going to really notice something's different unless you want them to know about this. Because like Leo was saying before, you could turn off all of those gestures, and somebody who's just getting a computer for the first time now might not ever use Windows 8 the way it was meant to be done.
Or, and this is, I think, going to end up being what happens, it could be a transitional stage where you use this for a while because you want it to look like Windows 7, but over time you reintroduce Windows 8 elements, and eventually, maybe in a few months or a year, you end up being using Windows 8 natively, and you could take Classic Shell off entirely. But I love it that we have the choice, and I kind of regret that Microsoft didn't do this, but you know why they didn't? They really wanted to commit to Windows 8 and the start screen and all of that. They didn't want people to say, oh, well, you can have it the old way.
Now, but the way this thing works is that you have the start button back on the desktop. It makes it feel like the old version.
Right.
You do sometimes lose a bit of the functionality of Windows 8 when it comes to this, because when I hit the start button, it just opens up that menu.
Right.
There's a third option from Retro UI. This is $5, but it's got a really interesting approach.
A lot of people like this a little better than Classic Shell.
So we're going to install this
$5.
Now.
Bucks. Come on.
Let's see what happens. I have not tried
to install. Did you uninstall Classic Shell?
Not yet. Let's see what happens.
Oh, dear.
We're going to see what happens right now. So Retro UI is a very unique way of putting together Windows 8 and Windows 7. Now, what's going to happen is, let's see, we've got to go through our install process, which is
a lot of people fun. In our chat room and others that we've talked to, because we talk about a lot on the radio show, say this is the way to go, Retro UI. The Classic Shell's fine, but free. Retro UI really gives you all the features.
Now, when you're starting up Retro UI, I found that you have to pay attention to the little tutorial. You want to hit the Retro UI start button in your toolbars. And what you'll see.
You can evaluate this, I see, for 7 days.
Right,
that's
it's
nice.
Free for 7 days, okay. And you have full functionality. So if I hit the start
button. It
looks
like. Now, I don't know how they're getting away with this, but that's the Windows start button that they brought.
It looks like the Windows start button.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know what you did here. It's not responding.
Uh-oh. That's because you got that Classic Shell still on there.
We'll see what happens. Yes, I do. So there we go. So we have our start button right here.
I see it right here.
This one
what
takes
is
a little
and
bit.
And it looks like you have some screens or something there.
Yeah, so on the bottom here, if we click this.
Are those work
On the desktops? No.
Yeah, no.
The first time I tried this out, the first time it ran, it took a little bit of time for it to start. This area right here are actually the Metro applications that you can access because you're not going back to the tiled interface of the start screen. So it's taking a little bit of time to start, probably because I have far too many things running at one time.
You should probably take that classic shell off
first. Let's go ahead and do that. So, you know what? Let's actually show you that. Because if you want to test out how to do this, sometimes this is hard to find. So let's actually mess with an uninstall real fast, if I could get it. We'll go back to the old interface, and it's purple.
That makes sense. You'd have warring user interfaces here.
So let's, yeah. We'll,
we now, gotta... Yogi in the chat room says he likes startisback.com.
And why
is another
that?
Choice.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to uninstall our classic, classic shell, excuse me.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to restart our machine and see what happens. I just need to...
Find it.
And finding it is really easy. Yeah. Control panel program and features. We're going to go find our... Classic shell.
There it is. I see it. Oh, thank goodness.
Just mock me because you can
it
see it.
It has an uninstall. Yeah, just up here.
Got it.
Yeah.
And we're going to uninstall this.
There we go. Okay.
And we're going to update our system.
Yeah, fine.
This is
the
fun part of installs and messing with things, is uninstalling.
Well,
you
only
things.
Have to go through this once, or a couple of times until you find the one you like.
So let's see if this made a difference. We're going to go back to our toolbars.
Dan in our chat room, and I trust him, he does a lot of IT work. He says Classic Shell is not good. That you probably should use Retro UI or one of these other products.
Well, that's
StarDock does have a Start 8 as well.
You know, StarDock, I've had some weird experiences in the past.
I stopped
with
using
their stuff.
Them, yeah. The Object Desktop caused reliability.
I think we need a restart actually right now. So
hard restart.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. So, by the way, if you ever want to know how to restart a Windows 8 machine, it's kind of tricky. So, let's actually show you how to do that right now. You go to the Charms bar.
That's why you don't want to get rid of the Charms
bar.
You
go to Settings.
Yeah.
You go
and
to
you
Power.
You want to power it on? No.
And then restart.
You want to restart.
So it's like...
Is this the ThinkPad Carbon Touch?
This is the X1 Carbon Touch.
I am so jealous.
So while this is restarting...
How do you like this?
You know what?
You're going to review it on Before You
it's
Buy,
It's going
right?
to be on Before You Buy, but there's some things about it that just aren't... It's not the chosen one like we all thought it would be.
Oh, I thought it was the chosen one.
On this actual laptop, there's another layer for the touch panel.
Oh, so they do like, that sometimes, and it really deteriorates the...
The experience right now, because we don't have the display on because we're trying to show what we're doing right now, it just is not good enough.
All right.
So we're going to
watch for your review on Before You Buy.
Yeah.
I was hoping this was the Windows 8 machine to get.
A lot of... Alex wanted to...
You just saved me some money.
It just starts off at $1,500.
You saved me a lot of money.
So here we go.
I can get a Chromebook Pixel for that.
You could if you wanted to on an operating system for $1,300.
It's got a browser.
Yes, totally worth the money. So right now we've restarted, and actually if you could see, it did start up in the desktop mode.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it's still having great time with this.
It's not happy. It's
Well, it keeps crashing.
Oh, it crashed.
Yeah, that's going really well.
Okay, so that's Retro UI.
That's why you try it out for 7 days for free. If this keeps happening on your system, don't do it. Now, by the way, when I tested this out earlier, because little do you know, at home, I'm messing with the machines, testing it out, Retro UI worked really well, and it was stable. I don't know what's going on right now. Huh. But it's not having a good time with that. Yeah, there it goes. Anyway.
So we do have a start button. I wonder if it's conflicting with the Lenovo phony start button.
That's potentially
which is, by the way, really ugly. That red and white thing there, it's just terrible.
Yeah, I mean, Lenovo needed something to have there in the corner. But anyway.
It's interesting that they felt like they couldn't sell a Windows 8 laptop without a start menu.
Definitely don't want to freak out everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the right side, if you notice on my desktop, I've had these gadgets up. The sidebar. Now, Windows 8...
I thought you had to put those there. That didn't come
right.
with that.
That's right. Windows 8, all right. Microsoft got rid of gadget support.
Yeah, see, I love that. I love the gadgets.
Windows 7 used to have gadget support.
Right.
Now, there was a lot of concerns about security. People were like, oh, no, you can get a virus through
this. It's like Active Desktop or something.
But everything can get a virus. So the thing is, if you have trusted gadgets, they won't work on Windows 8. But there is an option for you if you want. You can get it back from 8 Gadget Pack. We'll have a link on the site.
This is another WinAero product.
I don't believe so, actually. WinAero did another
thing. Oh, this is from aced.net. Okay.
Yeah, so 8 Gadget Pack, they have this application. It brings back the original Microsoft files. So it's not like something they've worked on. You also can install the old gadgets you had from Windows 7 back on this if you want. It runs fine if you like this kind of thing. Lots of different widget options. But if you're used to Windows 7, you want your gadgets back. Now you're not.
Illuminati's a gamer. And he says, you know, this is, if you're a gamer, you really don't want all that additional visual cruft. You want it to get out of the way as simple as possible. I'm going to get in, launch my game, and play my game. So that makes a lot of sense. He says he uses Classic Shell, and he's been using it for a few months without problems.
Another option, Windows 8, by the way. What did they do with Windows 8? They took Media Center and threw it out.
Right.
If you've used Media Center, if you're like me, and you're way into having a really good DVR solution that was built into your system, it's gone now. But Microsoft does sell it still, so if you really wanted it, you could buy it for $10. It's in your control panel.
Was free for a little while, I guess.
Trying to get the control panel. I think RetroUI is tanking
right now. Have you crashed the system? Well, it was a lot of fun. So now you can see how important it is that you get rid of Windows 8.
That's got to get the boot.
Something's
right
really broken.
Yeah, it's probably all kinds of.
I blame
stuff.
You because you installed it on top of Classic Shell.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah. Oh, because this guy's running up.
Yeah. Why don't you get rid of that too? Yeah.
I'll mess with all that in a minute. Anyway, we can still talk about this while this is going. I'll mess with that machine in a bit. Through the miracle of editing, we're going to show you RetroUI. I wanted to give these guys a fair chance because when I tried out the software before, it worked great. Something about outputting the display to external displays, something strange happened there, but I wanted to show you it working on a laptop, the same laptop. Let's go in and try it out. You can see that we have the very familiar start button on the bottom there. If I hit the start key, the menu looks very similar to what we're used to. I'm going to look for Notepad. Notepad's there. It's going to launch Notepad. And that's one part of RetroUI. It does a lot more than that, though. So we have this little tiled icon here. When you click it, it shows you all your Metro apps that you can use. Now, if I want to run something like Maps, normally it goes into this full screen mode, right? That's what these applications look like. But you might notice something different here. It actually has, let's actually hit Allow, it actually has a windowed interface. So what you can do is you can have a hybrid experience. I'm just going to try to show you that we have this Metro application or modern application running on top of the desktop. So now you can actually access your Metro applications and your desktop applications kind of like it was unified. It's a very interesting approach to marrying the two interfaces, giving you back what you're used to with Windows. That's RetroUI, and it does work, I promise. Again, it's a 7-day free trial. And if it doesn't work for you, you don't have to buy it. It costs $5 if you're interested. But Media Center, you can buy it for $10, or you could get XBMC. We tried out XBMC last week with our Raspberry Pi. XBMC runs on everything, Windows, Apple, iOS.
Does it do everything Media Center did?
You know what? It didn't for the longest time. It didn't have a PBR functionality until version 12. That's the latest one. And that allows us to record television built into XBMC.
That's right. So that really is better than Media Center.
It's available for free. I really like XBMC. It's got so many extensions you can use. You can make it run anything, and it's free. So if you don't want Media Center or you miss it, you can replace it free with XBMC. Oh, yeah, one more thing. DVD playback. It used to be a part of Windows. It's gone. What should we do? What can we do for free? What would look like an orange cone that could help us? Video LAN client. Always pick up Video LAN client if you like video files and you want to watch DVDs. Now, normally, you have to pay for a license for MPEG-2. You want to decode that. But for some reason, Video LAN seems to have that. So if you want to watch DVDs and you don't have a DVD player software, Video LAN client is available for free. So now you've got a lot of your features back that were missing because Microsoft took them all out. Let's see if this is going to work. This tip is not going to work on this thing. There's one extra tip I want to throw in before we...
You've hosed your ThinkPad carbon.
I have.
I think you should give it to me and let me try to fix it.
I think
it.
I will. I might just
take it home.
I think what I need to do is do some uninstall. But there is another quick tip I want to tell you guys about.
Is it this thing down here that's screwing you up?
I don't know if that's the
What guy. Is that?
This is like another
that's Lenovo. That's another Lenovo, fine Lenovo feature.
LSC. I don't know what this
LSC
is.
LSC
for Let's not
Lenovo.
Mess with anything anymore.
Yeah,
that's,
all right.
This display is doing very well. If you remember that arrow flip function where you could see every window?
Yeah.
Now that's gone. When you hit Start tab, it runs through applications. But Windows 8 decides that there's your Kindle app, there's your Netflix app, and then your desktop app. So if you have like 10 applications open on your desktop, you don't see those anymore. You just see these three options. If you want, and you want to see all your windows again, go back to Alt-Tab. Alt-Tab, for some reason, shows you all the windows that are open.
That still works. So continue to use Alt-Tab, not Windows-Tab.
Absolutely. It's a strange little difference that I've noticed, but I usually have a lot of applications running on the desktop, and I want to be able to see what's going on. When you're doing Start-Tab, you'll notice that you have options for your Maps, Kindle, Desktop, but every desktop application you have running, you don't see that. You just see Desktop. That's when you do Start-Tab, and you see this left pane. If you use the old school Alt tab, you'll see the actual application windows available that are on your desktop. So we've got Notepad, we've got our Maps app, Kindle app, and our desktop. So that gives you a nice control over what application you're trying to select. So Alt-Tab will get you.
Have
around
you moved
that.
To Windows 8 full-time?
I've messed with it part-time.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
As you can see.
Me too. I keep trying Windows 8 stuff. I've got a Surface RT. I just can't decide if I want to jump ship or not.
Well, I mean, I'm still looking for the right piece of hardware when it comes to
well,
the right
disappointed
Windows
that this
8
isn't
machine.
It. Oh, well.
It's getting there. It's really close. This is really close
to being
good, but it's not good enough, especially
with
the price.
You do a review this week on Tuesday before you buy it?
I believe it's the next episode coming up. I've got a phone review first, but thankfully I get to try all these laptops. I'm going to find the best one. I'm going to let you know which one
that is. He's not going to give up until he does.
No, there will be an awesome laptop.
Yes.
Just, I don't know where it is. We got an email from one of you guys, Donald R. Smiley. He saw a Raspberry Pi episode, and he was like, hey, guys, I'm using mini DLNA on my Raspberry Pi for my media server. Any DLNA-capable device is able to connect to it and play movies, music, and view pictures.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I really like that you guys send us emails. You can send us an email at twit.tv, and we've got a lot of show ideas from you guys. You guys are chiming in with all kinds of great questions, but we've also got our Google Plus community. There's over 1,200 of you guys in there, and when you guys post up here, what's going on, what I'm noticing is you guys are helping out each other. So if there's a question, like, so if you emailed me, I might get to you like in a week, but if there's a question, folks are writing back to each other and solving all kinds of things. I'm learning lots of things, and it's fantastic to see you guys interacting. The easy way to get to it, gplus.to/twitkh, or you can do a search when you're on Google Plus for Twit Know How. So we've got a community, and you guys are fantastic.
Love that.
Absolutely fantastic to get all of that stuff.
Well, there you go. Now that you know how to take your Windows 8 machine and make
and
it look
it.
More like Windows 7, including the blue screen of death, why don't you go out and try it and let us know what your experience has been. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Know How.
Let's film me talking to Brian, explaining what edits I need to do. Brian, actually important work stuff. So, Retro UI failed on the show.
Right.
We shot it actually working because it worked once I disconnected everything.
Okay, with that.
So we shot that, and then we shot a bit when I was doing the Start Tab, Alt Tab thing. Mm-hmm. Could be B-roll over when I'm talking, or you cut in because I have audio over it.
Okay. And now I'm going to film you editing the footage that I'm currently filming.
So that footage needs to go at the very end where I told you to do all that stuff in a little dream sequence Ripley thing where like, and that's what it happened. Then you
after
wake up
the
on the couch.
The show, or do I like, not after like the credits, right?
Well, we have like 6 hours of credits. Don't forget that. Don't forget the bonus features, the Easter eggs, and the alternate ending for today's episode, which includes